Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. On Cape Cod, residents and government officials are still assessing damage as the National Weather Service confirms two tornadoes touched down yesterday in Barnstable, Yarmouth, and Harwich. This afternoon, Governor Charlie Baker toured damaged areas and met with first responders, public works crews, and representatives from utilities to assess what needs to be done. WBUR's Steve Brown is on the Cape and has this report.
The governor says it's hard to calculate how much damage was done by the tornadoes and accompanying winds as people are focused on removing debris and getting roads open. From South Yarmouth to Chatham, the noontime storm cut a devastating swath, although it's believed no one was injured. Thousands remain without power as utility crews from all around the region descend on the area in the hopes of getting customers back online, but that may still take a few days. The governor assured residents and local officials the state will assist however it can.
We fully expect that we'll be here on the ground until everything that needs to get done is done, and we'll work with these folks to make sure they collect all the data and the information they need to pursue federal reimbursements and other available resources to help them pay for this.
The governor says he intends to pursue any and all avenues for assistance, but adds it may take a few days to gather the information required by the federal government. State Undersecretary of Homeland Security Jean Benincasa-Thorpe says the National Guard is prepared to help if need be.
Mobilizing has to be done in a strategic way. So the National Guard has always been involved. They're waiting to be told where they need to go and what they need to do.
The tornado hit the Cape smack in the middle of tourist season when the area's population is the greatest. Still, Cape and Island State Senator Julian Sear says a lot of work has been done over the past 24 hours to get roads in the affected area passable.
The Cape is very much open for business. We are talking about a relatively limited geographic scope. Though the damage in that around 2 square miles is very significant.
Sear says some parts of the area will take longer to recover and that those planning to visit the area might want to call ahead. He's hopeful all of the Cape will once again have power by the weekend. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown on Cape Cod.